describe someone from another culture, for example, a friend, a teacher, who you enjoy spending time with. Number one, where and how can we get to know people of different cultures better? I suppose that one of the best ways to get to know people of different cultures is to establish friendships with them. It's always great to welcome someone from another culture into your friend group. If there is someone from another culture at your work, you could also have lunch with them or just go for coffee after work. Having good conversations and showing a genuine interest in their culture will help you get to know them better. Besides, you can travel the world in order to really get to know other cultures. Number two, what are the advantages and disadvantages of cultural diversity? One great benefit of cultural diversity is that it introduces fresh perspectives. I think it's dangerous to assume there's only one right way of thinking about things. People from different cultures will usually have very interesting ideas about all sorts of things. Cultural diversity helps us appreciate others' differences instead of being afraid of them. On the other hand, sometimes cultural diversity can lead to people not appreciating their own culture enough. They might try to adopt elements of other cultures instead of focusing on theirs. Number three, how can traditional culture and other cultures coexist? Cultures can coexist with increased understanding between people. If someone doesn't understand another culture, then there might be conflicts that are the result of fear and misunderstandings. However, if different cultures take the time to communicate with each other and get to know each other, then they will have a much better chance of not only coexisting, but thriving. I think that sharing cultures can be a beautiful way to appreciate cultural diversity and to learn more about different perspectives and philosophies. One culture doesn't have to come at the cost of another. Number four, which Chinese traditions are disappearing? Well, speaking of this, I think kowtowing to the elders during the spring festival is vanishing. Kowtowing means kneeling and touching the forehead to the ground, which is a way that Chinese people show their deepest respect to others. It was a strong tradition that Chinese people, especially children, would kowtow to the elders during the spring festival to show respect and express good wishes. But it's a shame that this traditional custom is fading. I think it's a good one to keep in our culture. Number five, what is the relationship between cultural diversity and linguistic diversity? I suppose that language is very much tied to culture. Language often contains all the nuances of a culture. In that sense, a culture is often defined by its language, or, in some cases, multiple languages. So, without linguistic diversity, you risk losing cultural diversity as well. Even within one culture, there may be several different languages. For example, there are many regional dialects in China. Each dialect belongs to a specific subculture. So I think that cultural diversity and linguistic diversity go hand in hand.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。